Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account, and it does come with an update. It's titled, "Found out my boyfriend of 5 years has a backup deal with his friend." I just found out today that my boyfriend, male 28, had a backup plan deal with his friend, female 28. That if they both were single and are married by 30, then they would give each other a shot. My boyfriend has known her for at least 10 years, and I have known from the start they were a little interested in each other, but didn't pursue it since they did not want to ruin their friendship. Their friendship has never bothered me, and I trust him, but he never told me a such deal that he had with her. My boyfriend told me that I have nothing to worry about and he knows it looks bad, but it really isn't because nothing will happen with his friend because we'll be together when he turns 30. My problem is not that, but the fact that if they are willing to try each other out means they are romantically somewhat interested in each other, and I have a problem with my boyfriend feeling like that about someone else and also hanging out with her on the daily. I don't want to restrict this friendship or be one of those girlfriends, but I feel like he is out of bounds here and should himself end things with her. Am I really asking for too much here? He told me that what I'm asking for is unfair because I'm interpreting it the wrong way. But how else am I supposed to interpret we'll get together if we are single at 30? I am livid with him right now that he never brought this up over the course of our relationship until now. All this stupidity doesn't end here. When I was discussing this with my boyfriend, Miss Backup made a comment that he should really consider the backup deal with how crazy I am acting. He did shush her and told her it wasn't funny, but I think I'm well within my right to be mad about this and not acting crazy. How do you people see it? I don't want to be with him right now, but I don't know if this is enough to let go a 5-year-old relationship. She clearly disrespected me with that comment, and this whole thing is disrespectful to me. And we're going to start off with DashHoundMum5, who says, "So the if we are single at 30 thing didn't bother me except, in quotes, they were a little interested in each other but didn't pursue it since they did not want to ruin their friendship," and then goes on to say, "Saying we know we both want kids and marriage, and if we aren't there with anyone by X time, we will try it together is one thing. We've always been into each other but don't want to settle down or risk messing up our friendship, but it's always there is a very different thing. When you add," and quotes, "Miss Backup made a comment that he should really consider the backup deal with how crazy I am acting," then goes on to say again, "She definitely has been assuming 30 was when they would settle down and be together. You are a kink in her plans." He doesn't get it and doesn't see a disrespect as a problem. That is also a problem. You have 5 years here. You are heading towards 30, so I assume you two have talked marriage and kids if those are important, or whatever life plans are important. Can you pursue whatever life plans with him, knowing his backup plan is always there hoping you fail? Are you two willing to do couples therapy? I see her attitude and disrespect as a problem. He thinks it's a joke, so I'm not sure how you move forward if he can't see where you are coming from." Sailor Solace says, "I wasn't on a side until I saw what she said. That was 100% uncalled for and completely justifies how you feel. She is serious, regardless of how your boyfriend is. If she wasn't, she wouldn't have said that. Honestly, I'd be drawing a line in the sand." Delicious Archer says, "I mean, if she gets too big for her britches, you could remind her that she's been pushed off to the side, begging like a backup bitch for 10 years. My best guy friend and I have been friends since we were toddlers. We are now 45. I could see us making this joke after watching the Julia Roberts movie, but I don't think one of us would use it as a weapon against the other's significant other. Azile 96 says the deal they had is not a concern of yours. He doesn't think he'll be single by then. Who knows if he'll even feel the same way then either, even if he's single. What Miss Backup said was out of line, however. I'm glad he shushed her, but I'd have been pissed off by that. I hope he understands how that might affect you and hurt your feelings. She just drove a wedge between you guys, all three of you, especially between her and you, and has now potentially made things awkward or difficult between her and your boyfriend. She should have kept her opinions to herself. Your boyfriend should question his friendship with his friend. And a big question to me in this one is, how did OP find out about this potential deal? You know, I've certainly in the past heard people joking around with this kind of comment before, saying, you know, if we reach this age, we'll get together because, you know, we're friends anyway. Again, I don't know if they were serious or not. They may have been. But I do feel the comment that she made towards you was disrespectful. The fact that she went that he should really consider the backup deal with how crazy I'm acting. And it sort of made me think about that question again. You know, how did she find out? Did the friend bring it up? You know, I may be thinking a bit too much about that, but it certainly made me feel that way. But one more comment from Iron Butterfly, who says, okay, well, wow. First, her comment was completely uncalled for and somewhat cruel. She's pretty pathetic. What woman would gladly sit as a placeholder and then rub it in? I would be hurt too, and just as confused as you are on what to do. I would think initially, it's that old cliche joke about getting married and after 10 years, if it was going to happen, it already would have. But they hang out together on a daily basis still. That wouldn't be okay with me. Statistically, you are not crazy. Just over half, 53.5% of those reporting extramarital sex said they were unfaithful with someone they knew well, such as a close friend. About a third of affairs are with someone who's somewhat well known, such as a neighbor, co-worker, or long-term acquaintance, about 29.4%. And I do like it when we get some statistics in there as well, but let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So, a lot of people asked why we were discussing this in front of her, so let me tell you why. His friends brought dinner over and we were all having dinner and they were both talking about old times. She brought up to him about their marriage deal and they started laughing about it. I asked them about the deal and then got the details that I mentioned in my last post. During the discussion, she made that comment. He silenced her and I got pissed at them for disrespecting me. The last time I posted, my ex and I were having trouble because of his friend's comment and their pact. Things got far worse after that. To keep it short, I told my ex that he either has to choose me or her. Either our relationship, which has been wonderful, or his friendship with a woman that can't respect me. At first, he didn't take me seriously and asked me if I was serious, and I told him that I was. He told me that it looks to him like I'm trying to find an excuse to end our relationship, and in that case, I should just break up with him and that he isn't going to choose, but rather I should choose if I really want to be with him. Those were his exact words. After that, he went to Florida for a week, and during that week, we did not talk or text, and he never initiated a conversation with me, so I didn't bother either. When he came back from Florida, he told me that I wanted him to choose and he wants to break up with me as he can't marry someone who tries to dictate his life, and in 2 years' time, when he is 30 and nothing happens between him and his friend, then I would feel stupid. Also, his exact words. He also went on a rant that if I would break up with him over this, he can't imagine our married life together. That is all in the past now. He moved on this week and I'll move out from our place by the end of the month too. I'm still shaken a bit with how everything unfolded. I plan to move in with my parents for a while and then go about from there. My dad is angry at him that they ended things, while my mum is angry at me. So I guess we both were unreasonable, which resulted in the outcome that it did. And there wasn't many comments on the update. One was basically saying that they would never stay with someone who gave an ultimatum rather than have a normal discussion, whilst the other comments were just like, you know, I think that was the right choice that you made. The sort of breaking up with him, although it was kind of mutual by the sounds of it. But now I turn it to you guys. What would you have done in that situation? Would you have been able to stay in that relationship? Would you have made that kind of ultimatum, or would you handled it a different way? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from PotAH, who says, am I the arsehole for getting upset and telling my dad his girlfriend didn't buy me a Starbucks drink? I, 17 female, have been living with my dad, 45 male, his girlfriend of 2 years, 33 female, and her daughter, 13 female, for a couple of months now, while my mum, 40 female, is visiting my sick grandfather in Sweden. I've only ever stayed at my dad's on weekends, so it's been hard getting used to living with his girlfriend and her kid full time. The kid is super whiny and pretty spoiled because girlfriend dotes on her, so I usually just stay in my room. Today, girlfriend was taking her daughter on a special outing because she passed a math test, and my dad suggested I go with them for a girls' day out. I wanted to say no, but I knew that he wanted to get me to know his girlfriend and his girlfriend's daughter better, so I agreed. He gave girlfriend $300 to spend during the outing. We spent the day going in and out of stores girlfriend's daughter liked in the mall complex. Girlfriend ended up buying her a shit ton of clothes, makeup, and other stuff I don't remember. On our way back home, girlfriend stopped at the Starbucks because daughter wanted a drink and some cake pops. She ordered a drink for her and her daughter and two cake pops. I asked her if I could get something and she said she ran out of money and she'd get me something next time. When they got their order, I asked if I could have one of the cake pops and girlfriend said that it was her daughter's treat for hard work and it would be wrong for me to take one since I didn't do anything that deserved being rewarded. I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty upset. When we got back home, my dad saw their drinks and asked where mine was. I told him that I wasn't allowed to get one because I don't deserve it. His girlfriend got upset and said I was twisting her words and the daughter just said I was being greedy and was jealous of her. I know I'm not entitled to a drink or a cake pop, but also I don't think it's wrong to be a little annoyed. Am I the arsehole? And there is a little surprise update which I wasn't expecting down below. We'll cover that in a moment.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But absolutely not the arsehole in this one at all. And I feel so sorry for you to be put into this situation. You were trying to reach out and get them to know them better. And the way that it sounded is like your dad gave over that $300 for it to be a girl's day out. So, you know, to all be treated equally in this situation, to enjoy your time together, to get to know each other over a Starbucks or whatever, a bonding experience. And it just wasn't that way at all. And I don't know what she's got against you. And I really hope your dad is an understanding person. You can go to him and tell him exactly what happened, because I think that's the only way forward here. You've been treated like absolute shit for no reason that I can see. And trying to put myself into the dad's shoes and your daughter came up to me and told me what happened, I'd be absolutely furious. But to fool me once, shame on you, says, oh, sweetie, not the arsehole. And I want you to know that you absolutely were entitled to a drink and a cake pop or another treat of your choosing. Your dad gave her $300 that was meant to be spent on all three of you for that day out. Sure, her daughter may have earned something special for her hard work at school, but from the sound of it, he intended for you to all get treated a bit. And it's disgusting that she would go to a coffee shop and get things for herself and her daughter and not for you. As someone older than your dad, even I can tell you that his girlfriend's behaviour was super not okay, and not the way she should be treating her partner's kid. None of my friends would ever treat their stepkids or partner's kids that way in a million years. I'm sorry that happened to you, and I'm really glad you told your dad. She deserves to get yelled at. And again, oh, this one's fired me up. And again, but like, even if they went to Starbucks, they run out of money, even though they spoiled the daughter and, you know, is already an arsehole, the mum this is. But even if it was like the last bit of money and you had this coffee for yourself, why wouldn't the mum sacrifice her coffee to give to the daughter and a cake pop, you know? There's just no excuse for the arseholishness in this one. But yeehaw, Mijo says you are definitely not the arsehole. Girlfriend was though. But spill the tea. What was your dad's reaction to girlfriend's lame excuses? I love it when people say spill the tea. OP replied saying, this happened 30 minutes ago. And before he said anything, I just went up to my room. I'm hearing yelling from downstairs though. I love my dad a lot and he's always looked out for me, so I don't think he wouldn't believe me. Then OP came in with another comment from a couple of hours later, which said, I just finished talking to my dad. I explained everything that happened at the mall and he apologized and said that he'd be returning everything that was bought and will be taking a day off work tomorrow so we could do something together. He also put up girlfriend and daughter in a hotel so I can have some space from them and said they'd be staying there until my mum gets back. Once I'm ready to see them, he said they will apologize to me, and once my mum comes back, he's going to have a talk with girlfriend. And I absolutely love to see it, the way your dad backed you up in that immediately, took the day off work instantly so you can do something together, put his girlfriend and daughter in a hotel so you can have the space from them. That's a nice thing to hear. But again, I would love an update in the future as well, when they do apologize to you, if they do. Bloodfire says, not the asshole, it was your dad's money and obviously intended to facilitate the girl's day for the three of you. They sound like awful people. Blue of Old says, not the asshole on telling your dad about the drinks. Just to check, did the girlfriend get you anything on the trip or spend everything on her own daughter? That would be good for your dad to know how you were treated. I get that a 13-year-old passed a math test, but she didn't solve Fermat's last theorem. It isn't such a stretch to include you on this trip. And then OP replied one more saying no, everything was for her daughter. I understand wanting to reward her because she's been really struggling in math, but yeah, it's not really less of a reward if someone else gets a cake pop, right? Now, what do you guys make of this one? It looks like it's moving in the right direction for OP, but I don't think it's quite the end of the story just yet. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and let's have another story. And our next story comes from That Mama 79, who says, am I the asshole for going home right after I found out that my future mother-in-law lied about not bringing kids on this family trip? I, 33 female, am a mother of two girls, 7 and 5. Their dad passed away from cancer, and it was a very devastating loss for both his and my family. I met my now fiancé, Jack, 36 male, 2 years ago. He's very sweet and adores both my daughters equally. However, his mum has a bit of a harsh view on single mums, especially with how low my income is compared to his. He's a doctor. I tried my best to have a good, respectful relationship with her and she has started to respond positively, though I noticed that she excluded my girls a number of times from a number of occasions. Future mother-in-law informed us of a 3-day family trip that is dedicated for adults only. She said it's because it involved going to the bar and doing activities that aren't child-friendly. She told me I needed to leave my daughters with someone before Jack and I could come, and I immediately had my sister come and stay with them at home. The trip was supposed to be by plane, 3-hour flight. We were late, but Jack said he intended to arrive late so we wouldn't have to wait long. I saw his mum and dad there. We talked as we waited for sister-in-law and brother-in-law. I then saw them coming towards us with their 3 kids behind. I was confused. I looked at future mother-in-law and she avoided contact. I immediately asked sister-in-law why she brought her kids and whether she was aware that this wasn't a child-friendly trip. Sister-in-law and her husband looked confused and said there was no such thing, but I told them that's what my future and mother-in-law told me and I didn't bring my girls. Sister-in-law didn't say anything, but her husband told me that future mother-in-law must have lied and told me this story to prevent me from bringing the girls. Brother-in-law adores my girls and he too sees how inappropriate future mother-in-law is behaving. Sister-in-law yelled at him and I lashed out at both Jack and future mother-in-law and called her horrible, then I walked off. Jack told me to hold on for a minute, but I cancelled my ticket and went home. The family had to get on a plane and after Jack got home we had a big fight. He said no one enjoyed the trip because I caused everyone to fight by how I reacted. I told him she excluded my daughters, but he said that his mum is entitled to her feelings and I shouldn't expect to spring the girls on her all the time, when she still doesn't consider them as close as her other grandchildren. He promised me all that is going to change and I just have to give time and that I shouldn't have walked off and cancelled my ticket like that. And we'll start off with Miss Veracity, who says, not the arsehole, red flags, run OP. Why is he blaming you for ruining the trip when his mother lied? Crystal Queen 3000 says, not the asshole, do not marry into this family. Jack and future mother-in-law saw no issue with excluding your children, and then Jack had the nerve to double down and defend it. He doesn't adore your children as much as you think he does. Take this for the red flag it is. Consistent Region says, not the arsehole, future mother-in-law is a major arsehole and so is Jack. Actually, I think he's worse than her. He still went on the trip and he absolutely knew this was happening from the start. That should show you just how much he actually cares about you. It's awful that she won't accept your children as her grandchildren, though I guess that she is entitled to her feelings, but that doesn't mean she gets to lie to you about the trip. Jack didn't want to be late to avoid waiting, he planned it that way so you'd be forced to stay. He probably wanted you on the plane before sister-in-law showed up, and then blamed you for ruining the trip when it was his mum that lied. You and your children deserve better. Penguin says, not the arsehole, but if Jack is okay with excluding your children and defends his mother for doing so, then you would be the arsehole if you marry him and let his family emotionally abuse your daughters. California Jade says, Jack backing up his mother is very concerning. His mum lied to you. She might have actually said, I prefer it if you left your children at home. My three grandchildren are enough for me for the weekend. At least if she were honest, you might have been able to decide before engaging your sister and making travel arrangements. For Jack to blame you for what his mother created is completely blind. She orchestrated all this. If this is how it's going to be, taking his mother's side over you, I would seriously reconsider this relationship, which sadly is exactly what your future mother-in-law wants. Not the arsehole. Carnova says, yep, OP has way bigger fiancé issues than future mother-in-law issues. OP, if you stay with this douche and his awful family, then you'll always be putting up with them before your girls. If Jack loved your kids and was any kind of man, he would have left with you and certainly wouldn't be defending his mother. The fact that he is blaming you should tell you everything you need to know about him as a person. This is so gross and so sad. I'm sorry this is happening and good on you for taking a stand. Your girls deserve a better father figure. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it if it was you? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories, your love, support, and time, being on the podcast and listening there too. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for everything. I can never get over it. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face. Don't.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today.